Shabbat Shalom. This week, in my talk here, I'm going to begin at Kashrut, and we're going to end with childbirth. Get excited for the journey. Last week, we talked about Kashrut, all the rules of what animals you can eat, and when you can eat them, and when they're pure, and when they're impure. And this week, we start doing the same thing, but for people. Well, not about the eating, but pure and impure. And it led a lot of the rabbis to ask, why animals first? Why this juxtaposition of animals and then people? What's the connection? And one of the Hasidic commentators uses it to point out that, in fact, animals are stronger than people. And not in the way that, you know, a lion and a tiger are stronger than people. But animals don't need to go out and make clothes. Animals don't need to build a kitchen and have beautiful granite countertops. Thank you, whoever that was. Someone just redid a kitchen. Animals just go out and get their food. They eat their food directly. People are weaker. We have to cook our food. We have to have a fire. We have to grow the wheat and grind it and make it into bread. And then we have to take the bread and do something else with it over and over again. People are weaker than animals in this way. And the Hasidic commentator goes on to say, and that is a source of strength, actually. That weakness is what gives us the opportunity to experience greatness, to be better than, to be holier, to be given God's mission, to be God's partner in creation. Which leads me to childbirth. The very beginning of our parasha, we learned that a woman after giving birth has not just what would have been normal for the time, a week of ritual impurity, which has no actual moral consequence, but ritual impurity. There's an additional month added on after that. An entire month, which on the surface I think is actually probably the first maternity leave. That we told women in the ancient Israel for 40 days, you don't have to come out into public, you do what you need to do and take care of the baby and be quiet. It's okay, you can stay home. But on a deeper level, the Torah always operates in layers. On a deeper level, I think it's a message to each of us that goes back to the same conversation about the difference between people and animals. What makes us different is our weakness. Birth is a rupturous moment in life. New life is created, entire worlds are changed. The world of this new life, the world of the parents, the grandparents, the aunts, the uncles, everything changes. So we have to take a breath and think about it. We have to think about our own weakness, our own mortality. As you look at the tiny infant in front of you struggling, that's a joyous moment to pause. A bar mitzvah, a bat mitzvah is a joyous moment to pause. But sometimes those difficult moments could be illness, or they could be the loss of a loved one. And the Torah is telling us we have to pause for as much as a month and think, dwell on, focus on the fact that we are indeed mortal. Our time here is temporary. Because when you focus on that, what you get is the opportunity for connection, for meaning, for depth. And when you forget that truth that you learn in these rupturous moments, what you're stuck with is habit, routine, going through the motions of life without experiencing the possibility of greatness and holiness. So this week, as we read a very challenging parsha, with, by the way, like the longest maftir of the year. Well done. I hope each of us hold on to these rupturous moments and take a moment to pause and focus on the fact that our time here is temporary, but that weakness, that temporariness, is an opportunity for meaning, connection, and greatness. Shabbat Shalom.